From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 929th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring Porter Wagoner.
Tomorrow be payday, payday. Tomorrow be payday,
payday.
It's gonna be payday. Take my little hand, I work like a donkey. Like a monkey, tomorrow be payday. Gonna chase all the women around, eat black-eyed peas and fried banana, smoke big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana, son of a gun. I'll find me a sweet little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have big time till all of my money's gone. Tomorrow be payday. Tomorrow be payday. Chase all the women around. Yeah! Eat black-eyed peas and fried banana, smoke big cigar from Havana. I'll be king of Louisiana, son of a gun. I'll find me a sweet little honey. We'll make love till it ain't funny. Have big time till all of my money's gone. Tomorrow be payday.
Thank you, folks, and to all of our good neighbors, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Lots of your favorites dropping in tonight. There's Rod Brassfield, Miss June Carter, String Bean, the Jordanaires, and the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers, and all the Opry gang.
And I mean, we have a buckboard full of special guests tonight, too. First off, the Grand Ole Opry's fiddling, singing Benny Martin, and our California friends, the Collins Kids. Yes, sir, a lot of picking and singing and fun for you tonight, and don't look now, but here comes some of that fun. Folks, here's Hornwall's pride and joy, Rod Brassfield.
Porter Wagner, good to see you, buddy.
Well, howdy, Rodney.
Good to see you, boy. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Hey, by the way, you're looking a little bit worried, Rodney.
I am worried, Porter. I am sure worried tonight, buddy.
What are you worried about?
Well, I'm worried about the way women folks are dressing nowadays.
The way they're
dressing? Yes, sir. It's just awful. Why, 100 years from now, they won't be wearing nothing.
Well, what are you worried about? You won't be here.
I know it. That's what's worrying me. Hey, Porter, you know these little teenage girls of today are so modern, they just sin me, boy.
They sin you.
Yeah.
They ought to sin you.
Yeah, I know, ought to be sin. Shut up. You know something? They'll get up in the morning and they'll grab their clothes with two fingers and throw them on and say, clothes, I'm going downtown. If you want to go, hang on. And here they go. They get up in the morning and they'll paint their lips in a little heart shape, you know? Yeah, little heart shape. They think they're the prettiest lips in the world. Flitter, I'd put mine up against them any time. They put on one of these here calypso dresses, you know. Dresses. And they go zigzagging down the street, you know. One of these days they're going to zig when they ought to zag. They'll go in a big store if they get a chance to dress up. They go in a store and they'll pay $2 for a pair of silk hose.
$2.
Yeah, and then wear their skirts as short us men can see $1.98 worth of. Of course, it's all right with me as far as I can see. You know, Porter, it ain't the principle of the thing. It's the interest it draws. But now, don't misunderstand me, buddy, and get me wrong. I love short skirts.
You like them?
Yeah,
too.
I like short skirts. They're healthy skirts.
Are they healthy?
Healthy. They keep the men out in the open and improve the eyesight. But I just got this to say, girls, and that is this. Remember it. As you show, so shall we peep.
Well, there's nobody like him. Rod Brasfield. And by golly, when it comes to singing up a good country song, there's nobody like our guest star for tonight. Let's hear it right now for Benny Martin. Benny, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry show here.
Thank you, Porter. It's always a real big pleasure for me to play on the show with you, especially the Grand Ole Opry.
We're so happy to have you tonight, Benny, because for several different reasons, but mainly because you've got something brand new for us, I believe. Tell us about it.
So, right, I have a brand new Victor record, Porter, which will be out about this time next week. One side of it called Torch of Love. Alone at a table we once used to share, except for a memory or two. The dim lights and music that once made you care now only remind we were through. Torch of love, why do you keep on burning? Far and old love that once used to be. Torch of love, why do you keep on burning? When you know she won't come back to me. The memory of our love I'll never forget. I don't know just how I'll go on. The laughter I once heard is haunting me yet. I won't hurt though I know she's gone. Torch of love, why do you keep on burning? Far and old that once used to be. Torch of love, why do you keep on burning? When you know she won't come back to me.
Hey, Mr. Porterhouse, you ever seen the checker game going on down at a country courthouse?
Why, sure I have, Rod.
Well, I swear I always thought there wasn't nothing more easygoing and relaxing and comfortable as that, but there is.
A fella enjoying a pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, who in the cat hair told you that?
Rod, every fella who's tried PA knows that. When a gent packs his pipe with fresh crimp-cut PA and lights up, buddy, he's got himself cool smoking comfort. There's nothing as easygoing and pleasant as the natural tobacco taste of Prince Albert.
Cause PA keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco.
And then lifts it up by a special process and makes it rich and tasty and fine.
Yeah.
By the way, you fellas who roll your own, PA is sure for you too.
Yeah, lets you roll a good-looking, good-smoking cigarette. Being crimp cut, PA rolls up easy in an OCB paper. It won't blow around and dribble out the ends.
So pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and the real comfort of Prince Albert, America's largest selling tobacco. Now, see, the old fiddle's going on a real old-timer, so everybody grab your partner and let's cut a caper too. Turkey in the straw.
Say, said, thank you, little children, all by yourself. Swing to the left and swing to the right, dance like a dance every Saturday night. Swing, fall, swing, fall, swing, little girl from Arkansas. Ladies on the inside, children on the out, all hands up and dance. Ladies to the left and kids to the right, dance like a dance every Saturday night. Turn around, you're going wrong, dance and meet your partner home. All we need is a little smile.
Well, there's only one thing that we enjoy more than a good square dance or a good country song, and that's the sacred song we always include on our Grand Ole Opry. Tonight we picked out one we hope all of you folks will like and maybe sing along with us, titled If Jesus Came to Your House. What would you do? What would you do? If Jesus came to spend some time with you, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on, or sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you? Thank you, folks.
Say, Porter, before our other guests arrive, how about giving our Opry friends a rundown on your upcoming visits to their hometowns?
Well, we'd be glad to, Grant. On Sunday, the 4th of August, we'll be up in Hallam, Pennsylvania. On the 8th of August, we'll be in Swainsboro, Georgia. The 10th, we'll be in East Point, Georgia. Then, of course, starting in the middle of August, we'll be up for the big state fair in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for 9 days with all of our good Wisconsin friends.
Well, I'm sure all the folks will be looking forward to seeing you in their hometowns, Porter.
And here are a couple of kids that all of us have been kind of waiting to see. Folks, our California friends, two of the greatest little artists that we have ever known, Larry and Laurie, the Collins kids. Laurie, we're certainly happy to have you kids with us here at Grand Ole Opry, and I know you got a good song picked out for us. What's it going to be?
Well, this is our latest Columbia recording, Hop, Skip, and Jump.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, the way my baby's at. It's just a few more hops and I'll be bopping with that hat. There's a real cute boy who lives next door and he can bop the blues. He sits around all day long in his bopping shoes. He danced so long, he danced away his blues. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, the way my baby's at. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump, the way my baby's at. It's just a few more hops and I'll be bopping with that hat. Oh, yeah. skip and a jump. The way my baby's at. It's just a hop, skip and a jump. The way my baby's at. It's just a few more hops and I'll be bopping with that cat. It's just a hop, hop, skip and a jump. It's just a hop, hop, skip and a jump. It's just a hop, hop, skip and a jump.
Thank you just a whole lot, kids. That is really wonderful.
Say, Mr. Wagner, can I introduce my girlfriend?
Have you got a girlfriend, Larry?
One of the prettiest, Mr. Wagner.
Well, all right. Go ahead, Larry.
Folks, here's my girlfriend. Yours and everybody's. Miss June Carter.
Ain't he the cutest little thing you've ever seen?
They are the finest I've ever seen.
If he'll just stand still long enough for me to get my hands on him, I'm going to squeeze a foot far and fool out of him. I ain't been able to catch him yet. Every time I grab a hold, he kind of slips out of the way like that. Yeah, hello, Porter Swagner.
June, how are you tonight?
Now, I'm feeling good. You folks, I didn't know it, but I've been at Porter Swagner's all week out there with him and his wife just eating up everything.
Boy.
And you ought to see their house. They've got one of these real modern places. I was out there, I slept in a bed 3 days before I found out I was in the dresser drawer. They had stuff to eat. That lemonade, Porter, that lemonade.
That lemonade.
I want to tell you about that lemonade.
Hey, by the way, June, I made that lemonade.
Oh, you did. You made that lemonade.
I sure did. And I kind of hate to brag, but no matter where you go, you can't beat it.
No, you're supposed to say you can't get better.
No matter where you go, you can't get better.
You can say that again. I took one swallow and I ain't better yet.
That's
nice. Oh. We could back up and start at that one again, but we're done through it. We'll go on to the next one, boy. Just forget about that. Hey, we had some steaks, too. Them fillet mignons we had. We had some of them. Yeah, I had one of them. It wasn't done enough, though. I know it wasn't. I took one swallow, it got right along down here in my throat, and somebody hollered, whoa, and I like to choke to death. Yes, sir. I did.
Hey, by the way, June, how did you find your steak?
Well, it wasn't too hard. I just knocked over one of them little French fried taters, and there it was. It was right over there. No, I'm just kidding you, Porter. I couldn't have had a better time nowhere than out there. Just the nicest folks you ever saw, and they did. They had thousands and thousands of things to eat. And that they was all beans.
This young lady, Johnny Cash told me about you eating so much.
Yeah, that old smart egg, Johnny Cash, he's the one who got me into all this mess in the first place. He's the one done this whole deal, Johnny Cash was. He sent me over there to Porter Swagner's house to stay and sent a little note, and I copied it down. Anybody that would write a note like this about me ought to have their head shot plumb off, so when he comes out here tonight, I'm going to shoot his head right off his shoulders, Johnny Cash. He wrote this to Porter. It says, Dear Porter, I'm sending you this girl today who eats like a hog when she comes to stay. Now, don't think that she's so good just because she's been to Hollywood. If buttermilk won't fill her, kill her.
Hey, Rod, what was that profound statement you wanted to make?
See America first. But, Barnett, before you take off sightseeing and vacationing, stop up on Prince Albert smoking tobacco and take it with you.
Rod, you can buy Prince Albert everywhere these days.
I know it. In the mountains or in the deserts or on a boat.
All right, you win.
No. The pipe smoker wins. Every time he packs his pipe with good Prince Albert, he wins himself a lot of cool, comfortable smoking. That's cause PA is always fresh, cause it's crimp cut to burn long and even.
And cause the taste of PA is natural and rich and full of fine flavor.
Yeah, and the same goes for you Meccan men. When you take off, don't leave the PA behind.
Right, pipe smoker or Meccan man, wherever you go, don't forget to pack your Prince Albert. It's a
natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, right now coming out here is our Grand Ole Opry guest star once again, Benny Martin. Woo!
Hi, Benny. Once again, Porter.
How do you, Benny? And by the way, I hear you're going out to pick some personal appearances for the folks. Where are you going to
be? Yeah, we got some personal appearances, especially over in Little Rock, Arkansas, the 4th, which will be next Sunday. Rod Brasfield, myself, Justin Tubb, and Jimmy Newman will be over for a big Grand Ole Opry show.
Benny, I know you'll have a wonderful time, and you'll do all of your RCA Victor records. Are you going to do the other side of your brand new release for us tonight?
So, right, we'll be doing that over there Sunday, too. I saw your face in the movie. I saw your face in the moon. You threw a smile at me. You pretended you were happy, but in your eyes I could see you were hiding thoughts of bygones, days you and I once knew. I could see your smile was fading with the gloom when I saw your face in the moon. I just can't get to you. I guess I'll go on dreaming, hoping you'll come back soon. For your sweet smile is driving me wild since I saw your face in the moon. A little honey, since I saw your face in the moon.
Benny, thank you. Well, I'll tell you right now, the Grand Ole Opry just wouldn't be complete without a visit with our five-string banjo friend, String Bean.
Hey, Mr. Banjo, play a tune for me. Play, Mr. Banjo, a pretty melody. We'll clap her hand and stomp her feet. You keep somewhat to keep the beat. Play, Mr. Banjo, a pretty melody. Just one more. Play, Mr. Banjo, just like you did before. When it started high and the moon is low, keep on strumming on the old banjo. Hey, Mr. Banjo, play a tune for me.
Well, it's our pleasure to sing another one for you right now, and we'd like to do the other side of Payday. This is our brand new recording that we have out. One title, I Thought I Heard You Call My Name.
You said goodbye to me this morning. With only these words to explain. You said I still hear your voice call my name. I thought I heard you calling my name. Honey,
it's so strange. I'm talking, but there's no one beside me. For I thought I heard you calling my name. I thought I heard you calling my name. Funny, I still feel this way. Your voice seems so close, but I knew that by now you were many miles away.
Well, we sure hope that you folks have all had a fine visit here at the Grand Ole Opry. I hope you'll be on hand next week when we come calling for you in the old buckboard. At that time, Ray Price will be up in the driver's seat along with a lot of your country music favorites. So until then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Came across a piece in the paper the other day about a fellow who says that eating is old hat. This fellow claims to have invented a pill that takes the place of three full meals. No mess, no bother, no food. Well, I wonder if it can ever take place of a delicious slab of apple pie with ice cream on the side, hmm? I have a hunch that folks prefer the real thing. You know, that's one big reason why more people today select Camels than any other cigarette. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. No other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's. For your own smoking enjoyment, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Discover the difference between just smoking and Camel's. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.